back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. There are drawings, cash, and prizes you can win. When you shop the stores with the green tree on the doors, you get more of every dollar that you spend. Shop at home, have a green country Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. Today it's a special time for joy and celebration. We wish you all the best these holidays. Bartlesville and Dewey, it's all here. Have a green country Christmas this year.
And it is Green Country Christmas. Dory's in for her traditional day before the drawing. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. I'm so excited. Tomorrow at this time, we're getting ready to give away money and prizes.
It's always the best day in town.
Exactly. It's so much fun. Tomorrow will be the highlight of Green Country Christmas, the grand finale drawing. We still have a few daily prizes that are still out there today that people can yet claim today.
But we announced numbers on Monday and Tuesday, and of course, today is the final day. 5 o'clock today, get them picked up.
That's it. Exactly. And then everything goes into the 12 major prize packages we'll have tomorrow to be giving away right here on the radio.
And so we'll be giving all kinds of instructions during the day tomorrow, but we got a lot of cues for you today to kind of get ready and be more efficient.
Exactly. The main thing that you need to do is have your tickets in some sort of order, and we encourage you to pin them down, use an Excel spreadsheet or whatever way might be. But we have had people that just kind of lay them out on the table. The cat comes along, swishes her tail, and they're not in order any longer.
I don't know about this year, but 1 year, about 3 or 4 years ago, it was a windy day, and
yes,
somebody opened the door.
Yep, and then they all went. So you know, if you do lay them out on the table, you might use a little scotch tape or something or some item to hold them down, because you want to make sure your numbers are in some sort of order. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say, well, I know you're going to give the business, and then you're going to give the number, and I didn't shop that business. However, there might be somebody in your household that shop that business that you're going to get a present from, and so you don't necessarily know that. So be sure and look at your numbers closely tomorrow.
And of course, all you have to do is just walk in one of the participating businesses, or all of them for that matter, and ask for a free ticket today anyway.
Today.
So collect them all.
Exactly, collect them. And as it gets toward later in the afternoon, we're going to be picking up all the tickets, our ticket picker-uppers who we've got. We've had Trey Stump, we've had John Cohn, Melissa Turner, and David Waddell. They'll be out again this afternoon to pick up the rest of the tickets, so we'll have them available tomorrow. So if you still need to get some more tickets, you might do it this morning.
Some of the businesses, I'll say, that are open late into the evening hours, I'll say a grocery store, but it could be some of the others, we may put them near the end of the list just to make it maximum pickup, but don't count on it.
Exactly. Or if the store itself might be able to, we'll pick up what they have, say, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then maybe when they close tonight, they might go ahead and bring them to us first thing in the morning or later tonight, too. So some of the businesses are that way, but it doesn't work that way for all of them. So, you know, get there as early as you can today if you have a little bit of shopping to do, and then hopefully you'll be a person that we talk to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Charlie,
yes.
Tell us, let's see how it starts tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be here about the same time over the rules again, starting about 8:35 here on KWON. But at 9 o'clock, we join all the stations, KWON, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM. We are going to be simulcasting all the stations, so it doesn't matter which station that you're listening to, you have a chance to to get the numbers.
If you're out and around, sometimes listening or propagation patterns for different antennas work differently. So maybe you're driving from here to Dewey or here to Ramona or whatever. You're in the car because we will come to you wherever. But, you know, you might find that it's better to change from K1 over to KYFM or K-Rig mm-hmm. just to, if you know, as driving patterns change mm-hmm. for you.
Or, God forbid, we'd have a power outage, you know, at one of our transmitter sites tomorrow and the generator doesn't come on and, you know, whatever. If one of the stations is down, turn to the other one. We're going to keep going no matter what happens.
And somebody's going to say, well, why don't you just, you know, do it on the web or text it out there, you know?
Charlie, we will have the prizes listed on the web and you can follow along with the prizes, but we're not going to put the numbers there because everybody's website refreshes at different rates. Servers can come up at different rates. Sometimes servers go down when they get overloaded. All kinds of issues when you're talking the internet. So we're not going to depend on that. We are going to go ahead, if you're a part of our K1 text service, we will be texting out the numbers. But again, we don't want you to depend on that because we do have a time limit for each number. And if something happens again, we can't control AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile or US Cellular or whatever system that you might have. So if something happens with their system, we can't be responsible for that. We're moving on. So your radio is your number one instant way that you get information and you get the numbers and the timing happens. But
our station streams and our app are wonderful, but station streams and app based on your internet speed or wherever you happen to be listening, you could be a minute or more behind.
Exactly. So therefore, you know, we encourage you to use a real radio, you know, if you can. And then you can use the texting service, or you can, you know, use the stream or something as a backup or whatever as well. But we just encourage you to have your radio ready tomorrow. If it's a battery-operated one, get some new batteries. Plug it in, whatever it might be.
Some people I know are going to be listening at work because work has to go on.
Exactly.
I apologize,
exactly.
Employers. I know, you know, your people are going to be listening and watching their tickets. I apologize. Maybe things will slow down a little bit, but somebody could win, you know, $5,000. So.
Exactly. And there could be some multitasking going. You know, a lot of times people are working or they're doing their wrapping. They set it aside their day to wrap, or maybe that's the day they bake cookies or, you know, things like this. So there's a lot of things that you can multitask as you're listening to us and having a lot of fun win tomorrow.
I got my teeth cleaned about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, and my dental tech, I hope by now she's had her baby, but her baby by appointment, if it hasn't come by a certain date, is tomorrow. So hopefully she will have already had the child.
Exactly. That can happen. So we will start tomorrow at 9:00 and we'll run over the rules again a little bit. What will happen is that you will give out the business that the number Kevin will draw. He's got a dumpster full of million ticket stubs. Exactly. He's the one that's going to draw. He'll bring the ticket up to Charlie. By that time, it will be verified where the ticket was from, too. So we'll go ahead and Charlie will announce where the ticket's from. He'll give the number. We'll say the number again. We'll talk to one of the major sponsors that helped give that prize. We'll do a little bit of commercials. So we got to have those in there, too, to make the day happen. And then eventually we'll start the clock. And when we start the clock, you have a minute and 40 left before that number is done. You can call us anytime from the time that the number is drawn to when the timer goes off, and you'll be eligible to win that prize package.
Yeah.
The only number that you're going to call is 918-336-1400. We'll say it over and over and over and over again. That's the consumer calls number.
You will get endlessly tired of hearing
exactly.
That
we'll also give the 800 number as well, because that rolls over into that as well. But we'll give that over and over and over again. That's the only number you call. You don't call our office number, and our office number is not going to be giving out numbers. If you call and say, ooh, what's that number again? They aren't allowed to give out those numbers, because the reason is we can't have people calling and asking what the numbers are. Our phone lines are office numbers need to be available for us to call out to our spotters and answer those questions and get those people so they can go verify the tickets. We're going to have spotters located from Independence to Nowata to Bahuska to Barnsdall, all over Bartlesville and Dewey, and then south down as well toward Owosso. And so our spotters are basically our salespeople and other staff people, and they will come to you wherever you are and verify that you do have the winning ticket. At that point, if you do have the winning ticket, like it, then we all get really excited because they call back up here. We get to talk to you on the phone. We'll talk to you over the radio and get to explain your prize package to you. You might get to talk to one of the sponsors that helped make the prize package happen as well. And then we'll arrange for you to be able to pick up your prize later tomorrow.
And
so
we love talking to the winners.
It is so much fun. And people are so excited. You know, sometimes we catch people in their bathrobes. Sometimes we catch them at work. We've caught the cafeteria worker at school before, you know, and different things. So all kinds of places and things. It's just a whole lot of fun tomorrow.
It's a great day. And before we're done, somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000 in cash and prizes will be given away over the course of what's going on.
I'll tell you we're at right now, Charlie. So far, we've given away 45 daily prizes. And the prize package so far has been over $2,555.49 to be exact, so far have been claimed. And so it looks like tomorrow we have roughly $36,000 that's going to be given away tomorrow in our prize packages for a total then of over $38,000 in the total promotion as it goes. So, we still have a few daily ones to be picked up yet today. We'll know for sure exactly what the prize package values will be. But I tell you, tomorrow the least one is going to be number one, the least valued one, and it's going to be around $1,800. So, and then it goes all the way up to the $5,000 cash, which also includes a couple other things too. So it'll include $5,055 value for
the final one. Sounds great. Merry Christmas to whoever's going to win those prizes. We're going to take a short break and we'll continue a Community Connection. Getting ready for Green Country Christmas coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing a Community Connection on this day before the big day drawing, and Dory's in along with Tina to kind of set the stage for what's going on for the $36,000 in cash and prizes or something like that.
That's about what tomorrow we'll be giving away, and so we're just really looking forward to it. You know, this promotion doesn't just happen in a day or two. This has been, actually it started with some of the first contacts made back in the summertime. Our salespeople start talking to some of the businesses again to get signed up and to get prepared for it, and Tina, our promotions director, she really does a lot of the legwork and the logistics behind coordinating people. We've got our ticket picker uppers, we've got to order the tickets and get the tickets out to the businesses. We've got the Examiner Enterprise, who's involved with us too, as they help us to announce our daily prizes. A lot of people come together to make this happen, and I really want to commend the clerks. Because, you know, they are already busy and, you know, thinking of their dollars and cents and what they're doing. And maybe they even have to wrap presents this time of year, too. And they're also asking, hey, do you want those green tickets and stuff? And so, and then they're ripping the tickets and putting them in. And because we can't rip all million tickets here at the station either. So they rip those tickets and get them to us. So we want to thank all those clerks who have had a hand, literally, in making it happen as well.
Yeah, but again, it's the people who are out there. Shopping Bartlesville and Dewey area businesses and the businesses that provide the prizes, those daily prizes are thank you gifts for shopping at that participating business. So it's
exactly,
great.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And if we didn't have the businesses participating, it wouldn't happen. But if you didn't shop at the local businesses, it wouldn't happen. So it's really everybody working together to make our town great. That's what, you know, people talk about what makes Bartlesville special, and it's that community effort, that community involvement that people do that really makes Bartlesville and Dewey special.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Tina, we need to at least get you involved in the conversation, and I know this is year number one for you, but the rest of us have been doing it for a day or two. We'll help you be successful.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate the help.
But you've been busy drawing, picking out those 10 daily winning prize numbers every weekday.
Yep. Every morning we do that, and Evan gets them on the website for us. So.
And you've had happy people coming in.
We've had a lot of folks come in. So we've had a lot of happy winners, yes. A lot of excited folks to get these really good prizes. And they're just because they're not the major prize doesn't mean they're not great prizes, because they really are great prizes.
Well, all of them are worth at least $50, quite a few of them in excess of $100. So, you know, it's certainly worth, getting milk at Brahms, or doing your grocery shopping at one of the area grocery stores, or for that matter, shopping at some of the stores at the mall or downtown Bartlesville, or doing whatever, you know, getting an oil change if that's what you did and you got it from one of our area, vehicle maintenance shops, because we got several that are giving out tickets. So it's all those things we do anyway. And then maybe, extra $10 purchase. Okay, I'll get an extra ticket.
Let's talk about some of the major prizes tomorrow, Charlie, just so people can get a flavor for what they're. Of course, we've talked about the $5,000 cash that the radio station is giving away. We've also got $3,000, $2,000, and five $1,000 cash prizes from the Cherokee Casino. Again, they've done that the last couple of years, and we thank them for that. But my dentist stepped up in a big way this year, Tina.
Absolutely. They are donating a complete Invisalign orthodontic treatment. And I don't know about you guys, but everybody has somebody in their family that's going to need that. So,
and what the value on that's a lot.
It's over $6,000.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They really, and they gave a lot of daily prizes as well. So
we thank my dentist really for doing prizes. That too. You know, another one that has been with us since the very beginning is Spears Travel. Mm-hmm. So Charlie, again, we've got two round trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental United States, and can't wait to see who's going to win that one.
Just go on the Southwest website and say, where do I want to go?
You know, and they're even going to go to Hawaii this year too. So they have really stepped up their schedule, and every year they add a few more locations.
That's great. And so what else do we got? We got, of course, a shopping spree.
We do. The shopping spree, $750 at Dillard's. One of my favorites, Charlie. And then, of course, Dungis, again, has come up with their set of tires, detail, and alignment from the Dungis family of autos. And we thank them for that.
Heritage Roofing also has a $3,000 roof for anybody that, and I know coming into the winter season, you know, we might be more conscious of that a little bit.
Yeah, or definitely after the first snowfall and ice, it might be a good time to say, oh, I think I've got a problem.
I think I'm going to need to schedule that.
Yeah.
So, and another popular one is the Adams Golf Course, one-year golf membership, too. So if you're not a golfer yourself, maybe somebody in your family is, or it's a great time to take up the game.
Add a dollar or two, pick up some lessons. Jerry and the rest of the folks out there will be happy to teach you what you need to know.
Exactly.
Let's see, there's also AAA memberships that are each part of each one of those prizes.
Each prize package, they're going to get a AAA membership courtesy of Paul's Wrecker. So you're going to be hearing that a lot tomorrow. We also, again, Tri-County Tech has come in with the two $250 gift certificates. And it includes manicures, pedicures, facials, lunch at the Osage Market, community education class. Thanks again to Tri-County Tech. That'll be a great prize tomorrow.
It really will.
Cliff's Flooring and Windows has donated a $500 Hunter Douglas window treatment.
Sounds totally a great place to beautify your home.
Absolutely. That's a quick change and changes the whole look of your house.
It does.
And who doesn't want the $660 in gasoline from Phillips 66?
That's great, yeah.
Yep.
Take that with you anywhere you go.
Or just stay home in your brand new Lazy Boy recliner from Bob Loftus Furniture.
Super Bowl's coming up.
Exactly. Well, you know, and Paws Resort and Spa, if you've got a little bow wow that maybe needs to have a place to stay while you leave town, Paws Resort and Spa has that 5x10 room that the pet can stay in and enjoy a great time. They take good care of your pet while you're gone.
Use the Phillips 66 gasoline to drive your car to the airport on that Spears Travel to wherever you want to go and leave the pet.
Exactly. We've also got Visa cards from American Heritage Bank valued at $250 and $250 gift certificates from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry.
That's my favorite.
And new this year, we've got VIP ticket packages to a rock concert or a country concert by OKM Music Festival this year. So that's kind of a new, different one. It includes some premium seating and meet and greets and things like that, too. So it should be a lot of fun.
Entertainment spectacular for you.
So that's just a sneak peek of some of the things that are going to be on the major prize packages tomorrow. Again, we're going to have over $38,000 of this whole total promotion put together. Lucky people are going to win a part of it, and we hope that you can be talking to us tomorrow.
We'd love to talk to you, and I could say blame Kevin if you don't like the ticket number, but the rest of you, we want to talk to the winners.
The main thing right now, put your numbers in some sort of order so you're ready tomorrow. 9 o'clock, right here.
Sounds like a great idea. Green Country Christmas is on the way. We'll start things off, 24 hours from virtually right now on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Let's check the forecast as we hear from Station Knight.
A few pockets of drizzle, even some mist lingering through the morning hours, but even the clouds